That's because I love you.
For the blind listeners, I just groped Corey's voluptuous A cups. Throwback to the after show ending last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got stickers. Dumb Trivia stickers.
All right. Thank you so much, Corey.
Coming to the Dumb Trivia store soon.
If you're ever in Philadelphia and you see one of these on a lamppost, let us know.
We don't vandalize.
Whatever.
No, that is true. I hate being in your downstairs bathroom because there's that painting of that girl with her knocker out. And every time I look at my pee, it just shoots straight in the back of the toilet. Toilet's clean, though.
They don't even have a response to that. We're taking you to horny jail.
Horny jail. I always thought it was funny. Imagine being like 12 and like your little cousin comes and he sees his first titty on the bathroom wall.
Well, good.
Hey, man, that's art.
That is art.
That is art. Throwback to the Sistine Chapel.
Yes.
After show where they covered up all the boobies.
Yep. Yeah.
Are we ready to get started?
Yeah.
So it's episode 13.
Yes.
And I think
lucky number 13.
Lucky number 13 indeed.
Okay, Edgelord.
I'm sorry, what?
Edgelord, you gotta be like contrarian. Like you go to Hot Topic because you're cool. Did you see that new like show they announced with all those like old emo bands from high school are all playing in it in like Las Vegas?
No.
I gotta look up this band list. It's very funny. And if I went there with a bunch of crystals, I'd make $1 million.
Just don't tell me what to do.
Ah, here we are. Yeah. I just searched Emo Band Festival and was the first result.
Oh, God.
It's called the When We Were Young Festival. And this lineup seems like it could be cool if you cared about it.
I don't.
Okay. I really don't either.
Well, let's just hear it.
I'm only going to go through part of it because there's a lot. But
go through the hits.
But yeah, My Chemical Romance, Paramore, okay. AFI, Dashboard Confessional, Taking Back Sunday, Bring Me the Horizon, Peach the Veil, The Story So Far, Day to Remember, Boys Like Girls, Dance, Gavin Dance, Sleeping with Sirens, Avril Lavigne, Motionless in White, Black Veil Brides, Neck Deep, that's not that cool, Perivorous, Jimmy Eat World, Senses Fail.
I know too many of those
Wonder
names.
Years.
Wait, this is like a really good lineup.
It's $300.
Wait, but for how many days?
Honestly, it's I think 2 days, and the issue is everyone's like, how the fuck are you gonna get these many people playing like 2 hour sets?
Yeah.
It's a cool lineup.
All of those people are supposed to play 2 hour sets.
I think for $300, I don't want to see Boys Like Girls.
How does that
throw it away?
I don't know, Andres. Yeah.
How does that work? Like, seriously, how does that work?
Well, the roadies are definitely not getting paid enough. Let's say that.
Yeah, probably.
That, I imagine, like, any music festival, though, I hear and I think of how disgusting the toilets are.
Oh, well, 100%.
Look at how many people are there. Of course they're gross.
Like, they do not have booty blasters. They do not have tushy ticklers. And, dare I say, they do not have coochie cleaners, a.k.a. they don't have bidets, which is the subject for my questions today.
And our sponsor. Oh, no. Not this week.
No, I've been trying to get Mr. Bidet on the phone.
Damn.
No, he won't. He doesn't want to talk to me.
Yeah, so your questions are all about bidets.
That is my...
This is fantastic.
That is my my theme for the week are bidets. So
yeah.
Let's dive right into it.
All right.
Which country did we see the first, now this is important, modern quote-unquote bidet in?
Okay.
Spain, Italy, United States, or France?
Ooh.
The first quote-unquote modern bidet.
I'm going with France.
I want to go France, too. I'll stick with that.
Both France?
Yeah, both France.
17th century France.
All right.
Yes. Damn, you left Corey hanging. Good job.
I got to keep score.
Gave myself a high five.
If you gave me 2 seconds, I would have raised my hand.
So the first...
There we go.
The like old school bidets were... It was like a little like seat with a porcelain basin in it, and you just kind of straddle it, and you take your hand, and you splash the water up into your hoo-has and no areas, and then you just get like poopy hands, I guess, eventually.
That doesn't really work. I mean,
yeah. The Romans used to use a sponge on a stick.
Well, that would be more effective than your hand. Just like, ooh, 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 ooh.
I imagine like there was like ye old toilet paper you used first. You like freshened it up.
Let's call it leaves.
Or you wash your hands afterwards.
No, that takes all the flavor away.
In 17th century France, dude, they weren't washing their hands.
Come on.
I'm not going to acknowledge that sentence.
Flavor.
You're never cooking anything for me again.
It's melting on my tongue.
I didn't know that was a TikTok thing.
Yeah, it's a TikTok trend.
I haven't been on TikTok in a minute.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
My sent messages are piling up.
Oh.
I haven't looked at any of yours. I have over 1,000 from you.
Over 1,000?
Yeah.
Seems dramatic.
No. I've gotten over 100 from you before.
Yeah. I'll go in sprees and I'll usually find some good.
I know you will.
The issue is the TikTok algorithm's so good that like everything I see, I'm like, and I'm like, you know who would like this? Gory and Andres.
Yeah.
You do send some really good
That's
ones.
That's why when I see a really good one, I copy the link and send it in the group chat so I know you'll watch it.
I'm going to watch them all eventually. Just a matter of when I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like how I do it, too, because most of the time when you're sending them to me, I'm at work.
That's fair. What does bidet mean, guys?
Ooh. Water spare.
You want to hear the question?
I would like to hear the options,
well,
please.
Well, Corey locked his answer, so Andres.
No, I did not.
does it mean pony, straddle, horse, or splash?
What was that third option again?
Horse.
Oh, horse. Okay.
I'm going straddle.
Straddle?
I really want to say straddle, too. It's worked out for me before. I'll go straddle as well.
Straddle?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I don't know if straddle does have to do with it, though. It means pony, because you straddle it like a little horse.
Our thinking wasn't off.
Not
entirely.
Off.
The game giveth and the game taketh away.
Much like a bidet in your poop.
Yeah.
Yeah. What country in the 1960s can be credited with the invention of the modern bidet? Now, no quote unquotes, because this is what we think of like a bidet.
Oh, like one that actually has like
spray.
Like, yeah, the spray and like exactly. All that jazz.
That's why I made a big deal of like quote unquote modern.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get you.
I guess you want some.
Yes, please.
Spain, Italy, United States, or France? The same options from the start.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
What country is credited in the 1960s for the invention of the modern bidet?
Okay.
Spain, Italy, United States, or France? Same options as the first one.
Yeah, yeah. Could I have a follow-up question? When you say 1960, do you mean like the decade 1960?
The decade.
Oh, you do mean the decade 1960. All right. In that case, I kind of want to go United States just because of like all of the movements in 68 and also...
Dude, the hippies were disgusting. You think they used anything, any water on their body?
Wolford.
I'm going Italy.
All right. There are three main regions that you have to wash even if you don't shower. It's your face, your armpits, and your crotch. So yes, bidet.
Honestly, hippies probably would argue about the armpits too.
Okay, fine, but still, you're still washing you still gotta wash your hoo-hoo areas.
Fair. You said Italy?
Yeah.
You said United States?
Yes.
United States is right. It was credited to.
Did you just flip me off?
Yes.
Oddly
enough, the American people.
I love that. I don't think you meant to flip me off. I think it was just a natural reaction.
It was.
To getting it right, because I saw the look in your eyes. You felt bad after you did it.
I hate myself so much.
Oddly enough. Flipping off is what the Americans did to Arnold Cohen, who created the American sitz bath. They kind of thought it was taboo. They didn't want to talk about cleaning your booty hole. So it didn't take off in America.
Mm.
But one other country really loved it and kind of feel bad for Arnold, but like took his idea and created something called the washlet.
Hmm.
You got shafted on this. What country created the washlet?
Oh.
Korea, China, Japan, or France? Just took off. They loved it.
I'm going Japan.
Japan?
Yeah.
I'm going to go France.
France
was one of the options, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Corey got it. Japan.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice job.
So, your final question. This one is not a multiple choice because I think the options are pretty limited.
Okay.
Okay. So, which two religions in particular liked the bidets due to their rules for butt cleansing after pooping and or before prayer? You'll get a point for each one you give me. I'm looking for two. So this is a chance to turn my 5 points into 6 points.
Oh, so this is your fifth question?
This is my fifth question.
This is your fifth question, maybe, but it can be worth potentially 2 points.
I'm feeling generous.
Okay.
I'm going Buddhism.
Okay.
And
Can I give you my two while he's thinking?
Yeah, bud.
I'm going to say the religion of Islam and Hinduism.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I think Hinduism was the one I was looking for as well.
Hindu and Buddhas?
Yeah.
Islam and Hindu.
Yes.
Christianity.
Really?
Really?
Yes. And Islam.
Oh. So I get one out of that.
You get one point. So Islam, apparently you were supposed to clean your butt before prayer.
Wait, what did I say? Buddhism and
Hinduism.
You're supposed to clean your butt before prayer, apparently. And in Christianity, they wanted you to clean your butt just after every time you pooped. Cleanliness is next to godliness, I guess.
Huh.
Don't quote me on any of this.
Interesting.
You would think the Christians won't want anything going near your butthole.
Right.
Yeah, no. Don't quote me on like the specifics. I'm not going to say I'm a theologian, but that's what I read.
Well, okay, interesting.
Yeah. But that's all I'm going to tell you about the bidets, boys.
Nice. That was actually pretty fascinating.
Thank you.
Yeah, I liked it.
Well, maybe our favorite bidet company will sponsor us.
Oh, Tushy, please. Yeah. If I Corey got a bidet and I used it, and Sarah and I ordered one, like when we got home.
It's pretty nice.
Nothing beats when you wake up brutal hangover and you sit down, you just have like those bad hangover poops, and you're like,
Yeah. So let's do it.
It is great.
Yeah, honestly, it's like one of the. It's like a best kept secret somehow.
I didn't know what I was missing. Weird.
I just don't get why the Tushy has the pressure option just to fucking open it up.
I like, love the pressure option.
Corey lifts off his toilet seat when he uses it.
All the way, full pressure.
Yeah,
Corey gives something like an enema.
Yeah. That's the point of it, right?
But didn't you have a red forehead, a mark on your forehead because you actually like flew off the toilet and hit the ceiling?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Do I hear that?
Chugga 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 chugga. Oh, I think it's getting closer.
It is getting closer.
Oh, it looks like. Oh my God! It's a listener submitted question of the week. Train?
What?
By the music.
It's Dumb Trivia's listener submitted question of the week.
For today's listener submitted question of the week, we have somebody calling in that's very near and dear to our hearts. It's my sister, Izzy. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Izzy.
Hello.
How's it going, Iz? Whoops.
It's going. Living the dream, you know?
All right, awesome.
Yeah, well,
of course you're living the dream. You are on the Dumb Trivia podcast.
Yeah.
That's true. This is my lifelong dream realized, honestly.
You know what? It's funny. You're not the first person to say that.
I won't be the last either. I can die happy now, for sure.
Absolutely.
You haven't asked me since literally episode one.
She has.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, aka the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fails, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
Oh, yeah. I have been begging, pleading.
Yeah.
Scratching at the door. I really just wanted.
Yeah. So,
long time listener, first time caller, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
So, in that case, we'll get your foot through the door by having you give us a listener submitted question of the week.
Okay.
All right. So, before you give us your question, since this is one that all three of us can participate in, we're bringing back the dice that Nate gave us. So, we're going to roll and see how many points we get should we get Izzy's question correct.
All right. Let's see. Oh, what did I get? Oh, I got a 4.
Same.
I got a 3.
Suck it. All right, Izzy.
Yeah. So what's your question?
Let's hear that question of the week.
Okay.
Question week.
What?
question week.
I don't like it here.
Question week, question listener. Not strong. Question week.
I need you to stop.
We all do.
Dude, you sound like my fucking parents.
All right, Iz. Yeah. What is it?
All
what
right.
You got?
What is it?
If you consider the average human adult, has enough fat in their body to produce how many bars of soap?
Ooh.
Wait.
Ooh.
We're talking average for this room?
Are we talking average or a Christian?
Oh, my God.
Both of you, stop it. Stop it.
Because
we could put fucking, like,
that's Body Works out of business. We could start a soap factory here.
Oh, my God. Stop. Both of you, stop
it. I'm just picturing milking Corey up like a milking machine. Sucking it out through your nipple.
Oh my god.
Careful, don't slip.
I think we have a business here.
It's great.
Oh my god.
The Dumb Trivia brand of soap.
Yeah, we're gonna get Edward Norton and Brad Pitt to sponsor this this soap.
You go into the milking room and you just hear a booming voice, "Behold." Quit eating nipples now for some reason. I don't really get it.
Oh my god.
All right. Sorry. Okay, right, so the question was,
how many bars of soap?
The average adult human, how many bars of soap could their fat make?
This is fascinating.
I have multiple choice.
Oh, okay, that was my next question.
Can we please have the multiple choice?
Yeah, you may. 3, 7, 15, or 22.
Oh, it's a nice range.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going with 15.
7.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 7 as well.
The answer is 7.
Hey! Yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn it.
So that's 3 for me and 4 for you, Christian.
That's a huge loss for me there. I can't win the game now.
That's some pussy shit.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard to get back from.
You can still win the game because we all give each other 5 questions each, so the highest score we can get is 10. So you're now banking on both Christian and I getting questions wrong.
And that is not the way I want my largest show producer to talk. Do not let me overtake you in this production.
You're a dick.
I can feel my 7th nipple come in. Like, you better watch yourself.
Oh, my God. Do you have any background on that?
Oh, my God.
I don't, unfortunately. I just thought it was the absolute most disgusting thing that I've ever read my entire life. Not that, like, fat in and of itself isn't gross. It's just, like, human fat being made into soap is a little gross.
I will say this. If I had not watched Fight Club prior to you giving me that question, I would have been more grossed out.
That's fair.
That's how they... minor spoiler alert, that's how the cult makes money by stealing.
Wait, so did you know that answer?
What?
Because of Fight Club?
No. Oh. I knew that human fat, theoretically speaking, could be made into soap, but I didn't know how much could be made into
soap. I think most fat actually could be made into
soap. True. I mean, I did see this one video where one dude made soap out of lard after cooking some bacon.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, wait, sure. So do people actually make soap out of human fat?
No.
I would love to think not. That is absolutely God. Vile.
What the fuck are you saying? Shut up, Corey. Go sit in the corner and think about what you just asked.
Do not walk into your basement door.
Yeah,
think about how much crazy shit there is out there. You're telling me that nobody has tried this?
Oh, no, people have tried it.
Yeah, I just don't think
it'd be massive. I don't think, like, health-wise, you could be like, grandma soap.
You know, you were just very aggressive to me.
I'm sorry, I can be less aggressive.
Yeah.
I love you.
Thank you, Izzy. I love you too.
Ooh, woo, daddy. All right. No, I would do
stop
that.
It. Stop it. Izzy, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Izzy.
Yeah.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
I'll see you tomorrow too.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's an excellent surprise.
Izzy, I'll be there Friday to cook breakfast for you.
I also would love that. That sounds fantastic.
Alrighty.
I feel like I should jump to the bandwagon.
Love you too, Izzy. Bye.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was absolutely fun.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory. What was that?
That was the
listener
submitted
question of the week.
It's Dumb Trivia's listener submitted question of the week. Now back to the show.
We love our listeners and their submitted questions of the week back to the show.
We sure do.
Who's up?
It's me.
After 13 goddamn episodes, I still don't know the order.
That's all right. Do we want to do a score recap before Corey goes?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So after tallying up scores from both your questions, Christian, and from the roll and from the dice roll for listener submitted question of the week, Corey, you have 2. Christian, you have 4, and I have 6.
Jeez.
All right.
Andres.
I still have a listener submitted question of the week from Mr. George Rosa.
Me too.
Yeah, I still got another one from my dad as well.
Honestly,
yeah.
We should just do a George Rosa episode. He comes on and just asks us 15 questions.
Ooh.
I'd be okay with that.
Just have him call him.
Dumb trivia versus George.
My favorite George Rosa special.
It's him.
Aww.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
All right. So my questions today. I was trying to think of something to talk about.
Yeah.
And I'm searching. I just can't come up with a good topic. And I'm like,
yeah.
Why don't – you know what? I'm using an Apple phone, an Apple computer. I have an iPad. I have everything Apple product.
Yeah.
Why don't I just do an Apple-related – trivia set?
That would be nice, but you're doing Microsoft, right?
I was about to say, it's like
I was waiting for the other shoe to drop.
I was waiting for you to be like, and today I'm doing questions about Samsung.
So that's what I did. I decided to do everything about Apple.
Oh, you did? Okay. You are doing everything about Apple. Yeah. All right, awesome.
I'm glad.
All right.
Yeah.
So question number one.
Yes, question number one about Apple.
Right. Apples are called nature's what?
Ooh.
Microchip processor.
I actually bamboozled you. All my questions are about the fruit.
The
apple.
Fruit. Yeah.
I knew there was another shoe somewhere.
Well, it's like, I figured you were doing that after you. It's like, well, it's called Nature's What? And it's like, really, Christian? You're not getting this?
No, we actually didn't get it.
So apples are called Nature's What?
Yes.
A, toothbrush. B, doctor. C, vitamin. Or D, dirt.
Oh.
Nature's What?
Oh.
I'm going to go with toothbrush because I feel like I push my gums up a good inch when I eat an apple.
I'm torn between toothbrush and doctor just because of
apple a day.
Apple a day keeps the doctor away. And last I heard, if you do eat an apple, it actually does clean your teeth.
We just heard Andre's age 40 years then come back in like the course of a second.
What was that noise?
Oh
my god!
It was the straining of my vocal cords from just being stressed out from this question.
He sounded like in the Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy when he goes forward in time and sees old Billy. He's like, I finally finished it.
Oh man! I'll go toothbrush
too. Yeah.
And the answer is A, toothbrush.
Yeah,
yay!
We did it.
Yay. Apples have been called nature's toothbrush because chewing their fibrous texture massages and stimulates your gums, reduces cavity-causing bacteria, and increases saliva flow. Saliva decreases acidity in your mouth, washes away particles of food, and prevents a decay-causing dry mouth. Hmm. Apples also contain tannins, which can aid in preventing tooth decay and gum disease.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
A little fun fact I learned when I was...
Aren't these all fun facts?
Yes. Another little fun fact. When I was working in the TV world, producing shows.
Yeah.
Weren't you just an intern bringing him coffee?
doesn't mean he didn't produce the show.
I was a very high-level intern, Christian.
Oh, okay.
But yes, what I did learn from that experience was if you're doing a voiceover, eat an apple, and it's better than drinking water.
Oh, interesting.
Because the juices help loosen up your throat, and it moistens everything.
Huh.
Makes your voice sound better.
Hmm. Are there, just to dive a little deeper into that, are there any apple varieties that are better than others?
You're asking a lot of this, man.
I don't know.
Okay. That's fine.
Well, there are. It's Fiji.
I would probably say...
Isn't it Fuji?
Oh, goddamn, not this again. Even over this.
I would probably say...
Or is it? I don't know.
I would probably say lean more towards the red apples, not like green Granny Smith, because they're tart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And go for the sweeter apples.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I guess. Makes your mouth water more.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. This one's for Christian because he's just got into the cider game.
I did.
Yes, he did.
About remember, this is approximate.
Okay.
About how many apples does it take to make a gallon of apple cider?
Ooh. To make a gallon.
Make a gallon.
1 gallon.
Your choices.
Okay. Oh, okay, cool.
36, 25, 48, or 60?
48.
We're all on the same wavelength here today because I was thinking 48 as well.
48. And the answer is... about 36.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we weren't that far off. Only
no,
away.
Yeah, we weren't that.
I'll take it
to make a gallon of apple cider.
Hmm.
I didn't know that.
Fascinating.
Yeah. So the fun thing about apples is we all know they vary from size to size. Uh-huh. You have some big apples, you have some small apples, and they range in size from a little larger than a cherry to as large as a grapefruit.
Nice.
Yes.
How much did the biggest apple on record weigh?
Whoa. Okay.
Your choice is 1 pound, 4 pounds, 7 pounds, or a whopping 13 pounds.
4 pounds.
Can I have the options again, please?
Sure. 1 pound, 4 pounds, 7 pounds, 13 pounds.
I'm gonna go 7.
Andre's going 7. Christian's going 4.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is 4.
Hey!
Oh, nice.
The heaviest apple weighed 1.849 kilograms, 4.4 pounds and 1 ounce.
Oh, good for him.
Grown and picked by, I'm gonna butcher this. Sorry. Chisato Owaski at his apple farm in I'm gonna butcher this one too. Somewhere in Japan.
he just threw his fucking phone across. He's like, these fucking idiots. These Western fucks. He got so excited, he called his wife over. He's like, oh my god, they're talking about me. And you're just like, here, that name.
I actually saved the picture of the apple so you could see it.
Oh, whoa! He looks like, you think he'd look proud? He looks like concerned.
I know, that's the apple.
That's bigger than his head.
That's wild.
Right?
Wow.
I feel like it probably tasted like shit.
Yeah, I'm surprised it was only 4 pounds. That's a big apple.
It is a big apple.
And it's a Guinness World Record.
Hmm.
And it's officially amazing.
Nice.
That's what it says.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Official Guinness World Record, officially amazing.
Yeah, that's a big apple.
Yeah.
New York City's filing copyright claims on that.
Yeah, because they call it the Big Apple.
Hey,
I'm walking. Yeah.
Speaking of taxis almost hitting you, apples can actually kill you.
Oh.
More so the seeds. What poison can be found in the seeds? Is it A, cyanide, B, bisphenol?
Good job.
Thank you.
I never heard of that one before.
I don't know either. I'm just praising you, bud.
We'll take it.
Bisphenol? I don't know. Someone out there will
correct Email me. Us at dumbtrivia@gmail.com.
C.
Can I see how it's spelled?
No. You can't look at
after
my phone right
after
now.
The question. After he reads the question.
Shut up. Let him keep reading.
There's the wet fart again.
Yeah.
I don't want to finish the question now.
Well, Andres needs a chance to guess. I would honestly, I'd wager Andres.
What was the last option?
You see two.
Oh, is there two more?
Mercury and anthrax.
Are you sure?
What am I sure about?
I don't know. I like
those are my options.
I'm like, I thought I was sure it was arsenic.
That's what I was thinking too.
I'm glad we're on the same page. Yeah, that's it. That.
Yeah.
Oh,
were you trying to fuck with us?
Those are your four options.
A cyanide is my guess. Then, if I can't pick arsenic,
yeah, same.
Yeah, it's cyanide.
I thought it was arsenic.
Yeah, I thought it was arsenic too. Unless we're remembering outdated information,
I guess. Did the new apple varietals are like, you know what, we're changing it up, boys.
You know,
apple seeds contain a type of poison called cyanide, which can be dangerous and even lethal. Eating a few apple seeds is not dangerous, however, eating a lot of them could kill someone. The reason eating a few isn't all that bad is because the cyanide that is being released is usually in small enough doses that it either passes through the digestive system or the body can combat it.
Thank you. I didn't know the body could combat cyanide.
I mean,
in small doses.
Yeah, it'll combat just about anything that the body thinks is invasive.
I just kind of thought the whole point of poison was you couldn't fight it.
Well, if you get a big enough dose,
I guess.
In this case,
interesting. Ready for my last one?
Yes.
Yeah.
No wet farts, Christian.
I honestly still didn't wet fart that one.
You kind of did. Continue, Corey.
Just because I know the answer doesn't mean I don't want you.
You are being included. We're all playing the same game.
Hume was not me being included.
Oh my god. Continue.
Every Apple iPhone ad displays the time as what?
Oh, shit. Damn, you really fucking switcheroo'd us.
Yeah.
9:41 a.m., 10 a.m., 11:05 a.m., or 7:05 a.m.?
I'm going 11:05.
It's 10 a.m.
You're saying 10, you're saying 11:05?
Yeah.
Both of you are incorrect.
Oh.
The answer is A, 9:41.
That was going to be my second
because
guess.
Because it's the time Steve Jobs unveiled the first iPhone in 2007.
Oh. I was excited to hear about why. That's wild that smartphones cool. were not that long ago.
Yeah.
So every ad, let's see if I could pull one up.
I never realized that.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like I knew part of that.
Let's see. Oh, they took all their times off their ads.
Did they really?
Yeah,
really?
But that is...
Why'd they do that?
I don't know. I found one.
Oh, cool.
I found one. Look at the top left.
It's 000. I know. That's nifty.
Yeah.
That's a recent iPhone, too.
It's the 13.
I just tell because there's, like, no button.
Yeah.
It's the that's relative. On the it's the yeah, newest one on their website.
That's relatively recent.
Did you hear how the EU said all iPhones need to be able to be charged with USB-C now?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, honestly, it's kind of...
It's not long before everywhere goes USB-C.
I know. I don't doubt it at
Apple
all.
Apple wanted to fight it.
Well, of course they did.
Yeah.
I know,
yeah.
They have a
Yeah, they want proprietary.
Do it again. Today, Corey.
Say it again.
Proprietary.
Yeah. I couldn't get it out of my tongue.
Yeah, papaya. You're fine. I know what you were going for.
Thank you.
Have you guys ever had papaya?
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
It's a weird fruit.
It is a weird fruit.
The seeds taste like peppercorns.
Yes, I have heard that.
I've never tried the seeds.
Get a papaya. They're not
papaya.
It's the most Italian fruit you can think of. yeah, no, the seeds taste like peppercorns. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's not my favorite fruit.
No, it's, I think of the tropical fruits, my least favorite.
Yeah.
I like a pineapple.
Yeah, those are some great questions about apples.
Thank you, bud.
Yeah, you did good.
Thank you.
I appreciated the switcheroo.
Yeah,
that was good.
Had to do one apple related Apple Inc.
Yeah,
related question.
Yeah,
but I originally was going to do all five about Apple with the company.
Yeah,
and I typed in Apple trivia facts, and I just kept getting pages upon pages of like the fruit apple. I'm like,
yeah. Oh,
you know what?
Yeah, that's
a good idea.
Yeah,
I like it. You know what else I like?
What?
Today's sponsor.
Ah, yes.
Today's episode of Dumb Trivia is sponsored by Bear Studios. It is the premier studio for CNN with no shirts on, full of hair. It is the best gay porn producers on the West Coast, and we love them so much. They do great work. Personally, I'm a big fan of Little Brothers Bukkake 7, but you know what? I think 4 and 5 are also pretty good to watch. Bear Studios. Oh, yeah.
Oh man, I don't want that in there.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
I don't want that at all.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's funny though.
That was good.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Was good.
You know what the problem with that is?
What?
Through at least on Vimeo. If my videos autoplay and then there's nothing else to play, the next thing for Bear Studios is just something else. I'm just big hairy guys.
Exactly.
Vimeo. Oh no. I didn't think that went through. No.
So I know that both of you have opposite opinions on the film Uncut Gems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the right one. He's the wrong one.
Yeah. So I figured that that I'm declaring it now because I keep putting it off. I keep putting it off. So I'm declaring right now that before the next time, before we record episode 14, I will watch Uncut Gems.
Thank God.
And I will give you my opinion.
You got to give it to us on air, though.
Oh, yeah. No. That's secret. The plan. I will give it to you on air. I might try to do some sort of like small write up just to either like make you guys laugh, make you guys angry, or, you know, some, or just like even have like some sort of like spectacular dramatic unveiling.
Just hearing the title of the movie makes me angry.
My main problem is that I'll be tired from work, so I don't really want to watch anything new.
That's fair.
I mean, I still got to watch the last episode of Troy: Fall of a City on Netflix. It was I highly recommend it. It was really well done.
I just want to watch that. I'll start watching Black Sails.
I want to say I've heard good things about Black Sails.
Christian and I are going to become blacksmiths. You want in?
Oh, yeah.
Blacksmiths, like working with metal, like, you know, like shoving pieces of hot metal into a furnace and then like hitting it on a hammer with it, or hitting it on it,
on an putting angle.
It, thank you.
I was talking about Will. Get it, he's a blacksmith.
High-fiving you for
that. Thank you.
That was.
We're also starting.
You're on a roll.
We're also starting a coffee shop. Do you want to join?
Sure, why not?
And a mead making place.
The coffee shop's real.
We're gonna have a really awesome.
It's all gonna be under the dumb
trivia.
Yeah, we're gonna. It's all gonna be under the dumb trivia brand.
Dumb trivia commons.
Dumb blacksmithing. Dumb mead. Dumb coffee.
Yeah, I like this.
Dumb trivia.
We only need to raise about $150,000 to start the coffee shop.
What's that saying? The journey, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. So,
or a single bean in our case.
Yes.
Or a single donation to ko-fi.com/dumbtrivia.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, if you like our show, consider supporting us at ko-fi.com/dumbtrivia.
Before we start plugging anything.
Yes.
Andres, would you like to give us 5 questions?
Yeah, we can do that.
Or a score recap.
Yeah, we'll do a score recap first. So, Corey, you have 2. Christian, you have 7. And I have 8.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Corey, I believe in you.
Literally can't.
We can tie with me.
You could tie.
And then if we tie, we have to do a tiebreaker.
Yeah, well, I got tiebreaker questions lined up, so if you two tie, we got ourselves a show.
True. All right, good.
All right, so as I have been hyping up, this is my first themed episode of Dumb Trivia.
I forgot we had a button for it. I was going to start going.
So my theme this evening centers around a band whose music I've been listening to since my childhood.
Wiggles, Wiggles, Wiggles.
Aaron Carter.
Aaron Carter sucks now.
Well, now, but back in the day, that was my jam.
Both of you, great guesses. But basically, I grew up essentially on 3 bands: Van Morrison, the Beatles, and the Bee Gees.
Another guy who sucks now, Van Morrison,
and the Beatles.
Wait, no, Van Morrison's dead. Yeah, he does kind of suck.
Is he dead?
I
haven't kept up with it or kept up with him.
He's either Eric Clapton is the one who's like thinks COVID's fake.
Oh.
Yeah,
It is.
What killed my dad? No, my dad's. He just has a cold right now, and like my sister's like, it's not COVID.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
Cancel my dad. He's a good man.
That's not the word he was going for.
Oh, cancer. He has skin cancer.
I was gonna say it. I'm like, wait, that might be too real.
I mean, he did have skin cancer, so fuck you.
Yeah.
Hepatitis C.
See you later, Andres. Right, what's your question?
All right, moving on. There's still an intro here. Now, the Beatles are great. I'd like them, but for the purposes of our show, they're way too mainstream. And I know that the two of you just don't like them, so the Beatles are out.
Actually, I could probably answer most Beatles trivia questions you threw at me.
Okay, that's fine. But again, for the purposes of our show, too mainstream, so they're out. Now,
Yellow Brick Road.
I'm the Walrus.
Cuckoo, ca-choo.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney died in a car crash.
No, Long and Winding Road.
Cuckoo, ca-choo.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney died in a car crash.
It's 29 if. Moving on.
You're never going to get to your questions.
Moving on. So Van Morrison's Nothing to Sneeze At. Bright Side of the Road was my favorite track of his growing up. However, at the time that I decided to do this theme, the Foo Fighters released an album called Hail Satan, which is a tribute album of all Bee Gees covers.
That's awesome.
I love theirs.
Yeah, so I didn't know I needed Dave Grohl singing falsetto in my life, but apparently I do. So today I will be presenting you 5 questions about the Bee Gees.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. Do you really like the Foo Fighters?
I love the Foo Fighters.
Oh, Foo Fighters are great.
I mean, they're good. I just never heard somebody be like, yo, I love the Foo Fighters.
I would see the Foo Fighters. Are you kidding me?
There's a lot of bands I see live.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like one of those bands that everyone's like lukewarm about, not really like, they're my favorite band.
Yeah, but still, they're finding some success.
I'm not saying they're not.
Just you know who I like?
Who?
Sublime.
Yeah.
And OAR.
I've been getting into Bloodhound Gang.
What's your questions, bud?
Yeah. So,
wait, can we talk about Van Morrison's vampire hunting career?
We'll do it later.
Okay.
We'll do it later. All right. So, just some small background for those of you who don't know, for those who are uninformed. The Bee Gees were a band that rose to popularity in the late 60s and early 70s, finding success in Australia, the UK, and the United States, and eventually around the world. Exactly. And the band was fronted by three brothers, Barry, Robin, and Maurice Gibb, who were born in the Isle of Man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't.
Isle of Man.
Yeah.
Hey, because no one could drive.
Hey!
This is how we get canceled.
Don't high five me on that.
Too late. He already did.
All right. And no, the reason no one can drive the Isle of Man is because it's too small. There's no fucking roads there. Just sheep.
Pretty much. All right. First question. Which album first featured the Bee Gees' signature sound, Barry Gibbs' falsetto? Your options are Cucumber Castle, Spix and Specs, Maine. You think I'm serious? Wait, what? What just happened?
Why the fuck did they make this happen?
All right, I'll take that one out.
Okay. It beat a little bit.
It was just a very unexpected album title. Oh my god.
Oh boy.
Hoofda.
Whew, that was good. That was a good laugh.
I feel good.
My problem was is that I was like, what? I didn't know what the hell was going on because I was looking at my computer screen and not looking at you two. I'm like, okay, did one of the other two do something funny? No. Did I? It's like,
it makes it better because I did look over and you were just kind of like,
yeah, is it? It's like, is there something on my face or something?
Achoo! Okay. Oh, I thought you hit him.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, just what's your question?
Okay, right, let's try it again. Okay. What are these albums?
All right. First question. Which album first featured the Bee Gees' signature sound, Barry Gibbs' falsetto? Your options are Cucumber Castle, Spix and Specs, Main Course, or Size Isn't Everything.
I almost laughed again. These are all funny album names. Good
these
God.
These are all real albums, too.
Size Isn't Everything.
Cucumber Castle.
Both of you are incorrect. It's Main Course. So I got this from Wikipedia. The album Main Course was released in 1975, during which time the Bee Gees made a transition from writing ballads to dance-oriented disco songs. Hits from the album include Fanny, Be Tender With My Love, Nights on Broadway, and Jive Talking. The last track, Baby As You Turn Away, featured Barry Gibb singing in falsetto.
Wow.
These all sound fake.
Right?
None of that sounds like a real sentence.
They're almost like, the titles at least are like too weird to be true almost.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Bee Gees. I didn't know you were that odd.
Hey, man. All right. You guys ready to move on?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we should.
Whew. Okay, so the Bee Gees were able to breathe new life into their career by participating on the soundtrack, for the 1977 film Saturday Night Fever. Both the movie and the soundtrack had a huge cultural impact throughout the world. Where does the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack rank among the best-selling albums of all time?
Wow.
Your options are 1, 4, 12, 20, or not on the list at all.
You had to throw in the bamboozle
you really
option.
Did, yeah.
Always.
What are the options again?
1, 4, 12, 20, or not on the list at all.
20.
Of all time?
Yeah. Best-selling albums of all time.
All time.
From the dawn of man to right here, right now, and as we're recording this.
And which album was it?
The Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
You said 20?
Yes, he did.
I think 20 sounds a little more reasonable. Because number one is definitely Cannibal Corpse, Butchered at Birth.
So that's what I was thinking,
yeah, can't
too.
Be that.
Right. So what was the one before 20?
12.
I'm going to go with...
Say it, you know you want to.
That one.
Oh, 12.
12? You're going to go with 12? Christian, you're going with 20?
Yeah.
Christian is correct at 20.
Fuck. That's good for the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before I read this, let me give you your point here. I got this from multiple sources because I was like Corey when he was looking up stuff for the highest grossing Christmas film. I found some outdated information.
Okay.
So the soundtrack has sold over 40 million copies worldwide and has been certified platinum 16 times.
Jesus.
It is the second highest best-selling soundtrack of all time after the Bodyguard soundtrack.
Wow.
Saturday Night Fever held the number 4 spot among the all-time best-selling albums in 2010. A Business Insider article released on September 22nd, 2021, has the album at number 20.
Huh.
Last fun fact, I have not listened to the soundtrack, nor have I seen the movie. However, the songs the Bee Gees put on the soundtrack, Staying Alive, How Deep Is Your Love, Night Fever, More Than a Woman, Jive Talking, and You Should Be Dancing are among my favorites.
They are pretty good. Is Saturday Night Fever the one with John Travolta?
Yes.
Where he like works at that shop and his boss is like, I'll get you the shoes, and he like ends up like leaving New York City at the end.
Have you guys seen something like that?
I think. Oh, he almost jumps off the bridge. I don't know. I remember I almost got a job with an insurance company after my third fucking interview.
Yeah.
I went in there because after my second interview, the guy was like, oh, I love Saturday Night Fever. So I watched it so I could talk to him about it. And I didn't get the job. And I didn't like the movie.
They really missed out on hiring you.
Dude, 3 interviews. Waste of my time. Though, actually, no.
I've heard of people going for way more.
No, what's worse is I started my job.
Andres has been on one for how many years now?
Hire him, you fool! Yeah.
No. I this is why I keep telling people that my interview process is ongoing.
Right.
Yes.
When I got the job at H&R Block, like, mm-hmm. 2 weeks after I started, they called me and was like, hey, we have another position open. Like, it's yours. Come get it. And I was like,
whoa.
I'd rather be a manager.
Whoa. Damn.
I dropped that on them.
Laying down the law.
I'd be like, I'm going to come and be a fucking grunt for you or a middle manager at H&R Block.
And now look at you.
Andres, give us another. This is going off the rails.
Yeah. All right. So question 3. In addition to being a successful band, the Bee Gees also had some success in just writing songs, including such titles as If I Can't Have You, I Just Want to Be Your Everything.
You Are My Everything.
Aww.
Right back at you, baby. As well as the title track for this movie musical. Your options are The Phantom of the Opera, West Side Story, Grease, or Hairspray.
Oh.
It has to be Hairspray.
Corey?
Did you give us a year?
No, I did not.
That would give it away.
Yeah, kind of. Well, I mean, your hint was that I said in the beginning they were really popular in the late 60s, early 70s.
I'm going with Grease.
Corey, you are correct.
Grease Lightning.
Yeah.
Oh, Grease Lightning.
Yeah, Frankie Valli performs the song in the movie, and I don't know if you guys remember watching Grease, but at towards the end of the opening credits, one title card comes up, and it says writer of, like, the opening song, Barry Gibb.
Huh.
Yeah.
Honestly, the only thing I can tell you about Grease is it's a metaphor for, like, death.
Grease Lightning, go Grease Lightning.
I mean... Sure.
No, they drive the fucking car off into the sky after. You
yeah.
Tell me they're not dead.
No, it's just a magical car, dumbass.
Sorry. That's more believable. What am I saying?
I feel like both of you are reading into it a little too much.
Andres, they drive the car into the sky.
Yeah, they're going to heaven.
Because they're dead. Metaphor for death.
All right.
I rest my case. I never will.
The defense rests.
Good night.
I feel like you made the mixer go out for a second.
Oh, did I?
Sorry. It sounded Whoops. Dead.
Oh, no. I think we were just awkward crickets.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready for question 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in 1988, the Gibb brothers formed a group called the Bunburys to raise money for charity with this notable fourth member. Who is this fourth member? Your options are their brother, Andy Gibb, Peter Frampton, Eric Clapton, or George Harrison.
Eric Clapton came up.
Yeah, he did come up.
Huh. George Harrison.
Corey?
Peter.
Peter Frampton. Christian, you're going with George Harrison?
Yeah.
Neither of you are correct.
Aww.
It's Eric Clapton.
Ah,
coincidentally, your name, you name dropped him, and I had him in here in this
fun.
In this question.
Poor Andy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Andy, his brother.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
By this point he had died.
In what?
Life.
What was it? Life will kill you.
I think it was because of his cocaine habit.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. All right, so right up for this one. During this time, disco had declined in popularity, and the Bee Gees' popularity had declined as well. So they decided to form the Bunburys and add Eric Clapton to the band. Eric Clapton was partially responsible for the Bee Gees' resurgence of popularity in the late 70s, having convinced the Bee Gees to move to Miami. The Bunburys recorded 3 songs titled We're the Bunburys, Bunbury Afternoon, and Fight No Matter How Long. With the proceeds going to the Bunbury Cricket Club, the club plays exhibition games to raise money for nonprofit organizations in England. Lastly, Fight No Matter How Long appeared on the 1988 Summer Olympics album and peaked at number 8 on the rock music chart. The only music appearance on the rock music chart for the Bee Gees. As I alluded to earlier, Andy Gibb had recently passed away. Peter Frampton was going through some career setbacks. George Harrison had more to do with Eric Clapton than the Bee Gees, so I kind of threw that one in just as a to throw you guys for a loop.
You did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that 5?
No, that was 4.
Oh, I was like, Andres, all these questions seem like a fucking fever dream, honestly. None of this seems real. The Bunburys.
Yeah.
They had a cricket team. That's so weird.
Well, I think the cricket team came first before they formed the band.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if it makes it better or worse.
All right. Okay. Anyway, last question. Barry Gibb is the last surviving member of his brothers, Robin, Maurice, and Andy. Where does he fall in the lineup? Your options are oldest, second oldest, second youngest, or youngest.
Dying of a cocaine habit seems like a younger brother thing, so I'm going to say oldest.
Oldest.
Wow, both of you are correct.
Woo! Nice.
Nice!
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, Barry Gibb is the oldest. Barry Gibb was born in 1946 and is the last surviving member of the Gibb brothers. And I already said he was the oldest brother. Wow, I really read that wrong. Robin and Maurice, born in 1949, were twins. Robin was born first of the two, and Andy, born in 1958, is the youngest. Andy died in 1988 from an inflamed heart muscle brought on by cocaine abuse.
Damn.
Maurice died in 2003 from cardiac arrest brought on by complications from a twisted intestine.
Oof.
And Robin died.
That's fun.
Yeah, it doesn't. And Robin died in 2012 from colon cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rough go. Sound awful. Really.
Jesus.
Yeah.
We had ended on a high note there, bud.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, well, you know what? You got to end somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think that was it.
That was it.
Wow. And this was an experience.
This was an experience.
We had some highs. We had some lows.
Yeah.
We had some fights, some makeup, some tears were shed. Not out of sadness, but they were shed. Oh, my.
Oh, man. Wow, what a what a trip of an episode for
that was
episode 13.
Was something.
The Bee Gees, that's, I don't know what to say. Guys, this was episode 13 of Dumb Trivia.
Yeah.
I feel like I have looked into the eye of God, and the eye of God said, Suh.
Sabra.
Sabra.
Oh my God.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Thank you too for being here for episode 13.
Yes, thank you, Christian, for being here as well.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah. I'd just like to reiterate, I'm thankful.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, come on.
I feel like we're going to fight tonight.
I don't feel
you're either going to fight or fuck, or both.
Well, good fights always end in a fuck.
Not this one.
Good fucks always end in a fight. Thanks, and listeners, mostly, thanks you for being here.
Yeah.
If you enjoy the podcast, let your friends know. Give us a 5 stars on Spotify, which you can do now on iTunes. iTunes really helps if you give us a 5-star.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
iTunes.
Did they change it?
Oh, it's been gone for a while.
It's always been Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. It helps us a lot, gets us moving up in the charts. Tell your friends, tell your loved ones, tell your enemies if you really dislike them. Be like, this is a great podcast.
Hey, we have a page where you can support our show now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Instagram.
Or if you want to donate monies.
Yeah. Oh, fuck money.
Yeah, no, but we could use the money.
Yeah.
Money sucks. Give it all to us.
Yeah.
You don't need
it. We'll take your money. Sure. So if you want to, just head to the link in our bio. I believe the tab says, like, support our show or...
Yes.
Small
bug.
What's your last brain cell leaving?
I think so. or you can go right to the site. It's called Coffee. It's ko-fi/.com. .com/dumbtrivia. Again, that's ko-fi.com/dumbtrivia. And that's coffee with a K.
And you can tell us something to say.
Yeah, tell us something to say, tell us something to do, or just tell us how much you love our show, because we know you do.
Honestly, I'm gonna put it out here, boys.
Yeah.
Whoever donates by the time we record again in 2 weeks, whoever donates the highest amount of money.
Yeah.
No, this doesn't work. By the time we record in 2 weeks, if we get $50 in donations collectively, we will film us waxing our legs and post that on our Instagram.
Okay.
One strip, but it's going to happen.
Okay.
And I will...
$50?
$50, and I will scream like a little bitch.
One person has to donate $50, or just...
We just need to hit $50.
Well?
$50, and we will take a strip of wax paper, or whatever you need to do. I've never done it.
Heard it here first.
And wax our calf.
In the meantime, though, thank you to everyone who's already donated.
Yeah, thank you all.
You've been
appreciate you guys supporting our show.
Yeah. No, I love it. No amount is too little.
Yeah.
So we really greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's honestly, I'm glad you guys like us. I'm glad you listen. I'm glad you donate. I'm glad you're still here. I'm glad you follow me on Instagram at CrimbusRimbus and on Twitter at CrimbusRimbus. That's really helpful. You can actually get a lot better content if you follow Corey.
That's right. At Dumb Trivia. And Corey W099.
Oh,
thought there was a cat.
No, but there's an Andres. Where can we find him?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at There's No Way This App Will Last.
Maybe one day he'll change it.
Like that profile picture on Twitter.
I'll just have a profile picture of him on Twitter where he is like
12.
You are a child in that picture.
I'll look it up real quick and see where that and see how old that picture is.
But in the meantime, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you, listeners.
It's been a wild, wild ride. I feel exhausted. I feel like this episode took a lot out of us.
It did. Hey, and if you want to be a listener submitted question of the week caller, let us know. We'd love to have you.
Yeah. We'll work with you.
We've been lining them up.
Yeah, DM one of us on Instagram, DM the Dumb Trivia Instagram page, or just send us an email at dumbtrivia@gmail.com.
Carrier pigeon.
Yeah, we'll set something up.
Yeah. Black magic.
Thank you for today's caller, Izzy.
Yeah, thanks, Iz.
All right.
And I think that's it.
No,
give me a second.
I was just thinking about nice things to say to Izzy, and like I just couldn't because there's so much, and I was like, I can't just one nice thing to say about Izzy. Like, thank you, Izzy. Just full stop.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. We love our fans.
I didn't find the picture itself, but I found pictures from the same event. It was for my mom's birthday. That picture is from 2017.
Change your picture.
Oh, it's not as old as I thought it was.
Yeah.
It's getting there. What's
2017? That was when we graduated college.
Was it 6 years ago?
Oh
God, really?
Good God above.
I graduated, what, 7, 8 years ago?
Ugh.
Yeah, you graduated a year before us.
We've almost known each other for 10 years.
Yeah.
2013 or 2023.
Wow.
10 years. And you still wake up every day and go, I guess.
that's pretty close to what I say.
A little late to turn back now.
Yeah, honestly, it's a waste of your time.
You know what? It's more of an effort to try and go make new friends.
Yeah.
Dude, that is literally Sarah's attitude towards our relationship.
Oh no, on that note.
I'm not crossing that line.
This was really fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love you both.
Yeah, thank you both for your questions on bidets and apples.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Who the fuck won?
Oh, right.
We were about to completely sign off.
Yeah. The winner is Christian. Yeah, you won with 9 points, and third place is Corey with 4. I got 5. I got 8.
Oh wow, I just barely squeaked by you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. So and once again, I forgot the Nerf gun. So we'll have to
flick in your cheek.
Great. Yeah, that works.
Ow!
I wasn't that hard. Okay, sign off for real, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Right. You're going to have fun editing this one.
Oh, my God.
Love you all.
Hey, wait.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Corey, take us home.
Oh, thank you. Roll the outro.
Yeah. It's not the outro.
Oh.
It's Dumb Trivia, where the questions are dumb and the hosts are dumber. It's Dumb Trivia. You'll probably learn a lot of things you didn't want to discover. You don't win anything, but that's all right. You can look down on your buddies with your bragging rights. Hang with Corey, Andres, and Christian too. They're best friends, now they're friends with you. Knowing nothing is the only criteria. Come on, it's Dumb Trivia.